Hello, welcome to Her Wild Side Hockey Podcast. I am your hostess, Mickey, aka Hockey She Wrote, and here we are. Last night was the first game of a back-to-back in California, which means West Coast time, which means 9 o'clock start. So I am exhausted, and I am going to record this and try to be done within, done with everything in like 30 minutes because I would like a nap. Not only were we up late with the Wild, but I also had an early wake up when my son's insulin pump ran out of power, which means I had to plug it in. And then there's all this stuff you have to do when it turns back on. So I was half awake doing that. So I'm running on not very much sleep, which is probably why the second half of this podcast is going to be a little unhinged. And I know that that's kind of what you're here for, is like the unhinged hockey content. So don't worry, it's coming. First, so last night, Anaheim Ducks. Tonight, Kings. Yes. Like I said, I'm tired, folks. So last night, there were lots of good things. Gustafson had a shutout. And hopefully that will help him with his confidence, because I feel like that's part of the problem consistency-wise. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if you have that little bit of doubt in the back of your mind, it's just enough to kind of throw you out of a routine. So hopefully, I mean, we'll be seeing Fleury in net today, but hopefully Gustafson will be in one of the games this coming weekend, or coming up. They have a 3-game homestand, and we can kind of see how he's doing and maybe how this game is doing good for him. We also had Marat, who was, this is his third game. And he is still taking faceoffs like crazy, winning faceoffs like crazy. And it's really fun to finally have a center who can do that. Although apparently I just saw on the Minnesota Wild PR Twitter thing that Ryan Hartman had like a 70% faceoff win percentage last night too. Now, I don't know, I don't know how good or bad the Anaheim Ducks are like on the dot. So who knows? But Marat also got his first NHL point. He assisted, and they got the puck. Like, Johansson went and got the puck out of the net for him, which I think is so cute, because like it wasn't even a goal. It's just his first point. And then he gave the helmet to Gustafson in the locker room afterwards, which I thought was kind of fun. And now we have to talk about the not so good part of last night's game, which is Jonas Brodin and his injury. And I watched it happen on TV, but I didn't see the other angle, or I didn't really see the other angle until this morning when I went back on social media and I was, looking around. And his leg, it bent away. It shouldn't really bend, and he landed on it. And I'm going to be positive. I'm going to be very positive about this. Russo did say that they don't think it's his ACL, which is good, because that was kind of the option that would take the most rehab time. So hopefully it is just something small, other. The one fun thing from that incident was just that when he skated over to the bench and Fleury helped like pull him into the bench. And it was very sweet. But I did not like watching that, because you could see that he could not put any weight on his right leg. And if both of my Swedish guys, my Swedish bestie favorite guys, are out with injury, I might riot. I don't know who or where I would hold this riot. Maybe we could all meet at one of those get mad and smash things places, and then that's where we could do it. We could get out all of our anger there. Now, in other good news, the St. Louis Blues lost last night, and with us winning, the Wild are 3 points out of a wild card spot. So that we leapfrogged over the Blues, we are 3 points out from a wild card spot. The Wild do have one of the easiest schedules for like the end of the season here. We're playing a lot of easier teams or games that might be easier to win. And so there is still a possibility. And you know me, like, I've got the good vibes. I am completely convinced, every year that we are going to make it and we're going to win the Stanley Cup. So that's kind of what I think. But I also think realistically, we'll make it to the playoffs. You know, we'll have to see. But yeah. I was doing this fun post on Twitter where everybody that liked it, I would add like a piece of Mickey lore and just like weird facts about me. And it's really fun. I'll see if I can link it in the show notes just because it's a fun, I don't know, super just weird stuff. But one thing people were saying was that my dad is, he's a weirdo and he's so funny. One of the facts that I had shared, well, one of them was that he's a construction worker and he actually was a hand model once. and the other is that when I was born, you know, they stayed in the hospital for like a couple of days. So my dad works construction. He was working outside. It was June. He got to the hospital to pick up my mom and I to bring us home and he did not have a shirt. And they would not let him in to the hospital without a shirt. So he went back to the truck and the only thing that he could find to put on was a jean jacket. So there are pictures of him bringing me home from the hospital and like holding little newborn Mickey bare chested with a jean jacket. And it's just, it's amazing. My dad and I, we're kind of I'm the most like him out of like my siblings and I. So he and I, we just get each other. But there are just so many things about him that I don't know how to describe. And many are hockey related. I mean, the reason that my whole family is into hockey is because of my dad. My dad liked hockey. He would have loved to play hockey. He grew up in a family with 7 kids. They didn't have any money. So he wrestled because he didn't really have to buy anything to do wrestling versus hockey where you have to buy all the gear. So he is like obsessed with hockey. And one of the best things is that when my brother was younger, so he played all the way through high school. Once Mason got to where he was playing JV and varsity hockey, my dad would make it to every single game. Again, he's a construction worker. He works long hours. He works odd days. He works, but he would make it to every single game. So one day my dad is at work and he is cutting concrete and he is using what's called a diamond blade saw. Somehow my dad is like the utmost safety guy. Like he is someone who is all about safety, you know, at home, wherever, at work especially, but accidents happen. So he's cutting concrete and somehow ends up cutting right over his wrist. Like literally right through. He cut like 3 tendons. He had to go to the hospital and he eventually did like surgery to reattach them and he had to like do therapy to learn how to reuse his hand. Anyway, my dad does not think to call my mom, or maybe he did think about it, but my mom was a teacher. And so he knows that like, okay, number one, she's busy. Like I can't just call whenever I feel like. And number two, my mom does not do well in any sort of emergency. The world can be divided into people who do well in emergency and people who don't. There's not really a middle ground. My dad and I are both very good in an emergency. Something happens and the first thing we do is just like, okay, what is our plan? What's the next move? My mom just panics. So he thought, okay, I'm not gonna call her. I'll wait till she's done with school. This was the morning, by the way. This was like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. So my dad goes to the hospital, gets through all this stuff, calls my mom at 3 o'clock once school is done and the kids have left and says like, hey, yeah. So like I had an accident at work and like, it's kind of bad. And so he's like describing it to her. My mom's like, oh my God. And he was like, okay. But I will meet you at Mason's game. So see you. Love you. Bye. Click. Like he was not going to go home. He was not going to miss. And so my mom rolls up to the rink and my dad is like, you know, has his arm all bandaged up and he's got it in a sling and like, but no, he was not going to miss that hockey game. I love it. But I will say, so growing up in a smaller town, the arena was really like, I spent so much time at the local arena. And not only that, but people knew me. And because we were a smaller town, my brother skated with the same boys. You know, even if he was one of the younger ones, then he was skating with kids that were kind of my age, or skating with the as one of the older ones, more kids his age. I mean, and so we knew families, and they were always there to kind of like to help. You know, they were always there to help. So hockey family is just different, especially in a small town. There was one day where there was, so we had a boys hockey team and a girls hockey team for high school. Whenever one was home, the other was away, obviously. And I was a cheerleader for hockey. And so we would cheer for whichever team was at home. If it was girls, we'd cheer for the girls. If it was boys, we'd cheer for the boys. So there was a girls hockey game. But this was a year that the boys hockey team was doing really well. My brother wasn't playing on it yet. He was too young, but they were winning all the time. They were doing so well. And so my dad had been following them and just, you know, watching all of their games too. And so my parents and my sister and my brother, they had taken off and they left and drove wherever to go watch the boys. I had to go cheer at the girls. So I get in my car. I drove a 1975 Ford LTD, which is like a land boat, basically. We live kind of out in the country. So I'm taking this back road to the arena. And, you know, my parents are always like, yeah, this is probably not what happened. But someone had gone into the ditch before. And there were like ruts in the dirt. And then it had iced over it. And so I literally, like, I'm driving along. And all of a sudden, like, and I'm in the ditch. And I'm like, oh, crap. And so I get out of the car, and I'm actually not that far from home. So I was thinking, you know, okay, well, I can just go home and I'll figure it out from there. But someone, and I don't even know who it was, some random person pulls up and they were like, hey, you know, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. And they're like, would you like a ride home? And I mean, mind you, this was like, it was not like a creepy person. Even if I didn't know them, I could tell that it wasn't a creepy thing. And I said, you know, actually, could you give me a ride to the arena? And so this very nice random person drove me to the arena. And then by the time I got there, I was just a little bit upset at that point because I was like, I don't know how to tell my parents. You know, we didn't have cell phones, so I couldn't call them. And thinking about how am I going to get out of the ditch? And one of my brother's teammates' parents saw me. And I was crying a little bit, I will admit. And they were like, oh, what's wrong? You know, what's going on? And I told them what happened. And they were like, okay, you know, you got to get going for this game. Give us the keys. We'll drive out and get it. So they drive out there. And their names are Tracy and Eddie. They drive out there. They use Eddie's truck to pull my car out of the ditch and then drive it back to the rink. And it's just such a wonderful, like, hockey family. Like, that's what you do. All right. That was a long rambling thing. So I'm sorry if you're still listening. Thank you. And I do have more to say. My unhinged content is coming. First, I do need to pause just for a minute and play our little ESPN ad. So I'll be right back.
Thank you for watching the show. If you enjoy our podcast and want to support the show, consider signing up for ESPN Plus via our link at insidetherink.com/ESPN, or scan the QR code on your screen now. I have ESPN Plus, and I personally love all the college sports, UFC, MLB, and NHL games all across ESPN platforms. Over 1,000 out-of-market NHL games are on ESPN Plus every year. Make sure you hit the QR code or go to insidetherink.com/ESPN to make sure you don't miss out on any of this year's NHL action. And if that wasn't enough for you, ESPN Plus is currently offering a bundle of ESPN Plus, Disney Plus, and Hulu for $14.99 a month. You get sports, the kids get Disney, and Hulu is the added bonus. It's the perfect bundle. I personally have it, and I don't know what you would do without it.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to our ads, because as I say every time, this is what helps support us and helps the podcast keep going. So my unhinged content, I thought, you know what? This is actually episode 30 of Her Wild Side podcast. Yay! And I thought I need to do something fun. It's been a little while since I've done, like, I remember, you know, quite a while ago before they went to Sweden, I did like the airplane stuff and that was good. And so I got to thinking, first of all, it's supposed to snow here in Minnesota, which I'm extremely excited about because I love snow and we've had a really tough winter for that. So first I was going to kind of try and figure out how I would separate the players into the different seasons. That got a little convoluted because, you know, if I was thinking winter is like quiet, maybe a little more like chilly, and fall is a little like kind of mysterious. Well, there's players that fall into both of those categories. So it's like, it was getting hard. So somehow I came up with this idea to assign each Wild player an article of clothing. And none of them are repeated. So I just went to the roster and just had it alphabetical down the list. So here we go. Matt Boldy, being a Massachusetts boy, gets a polo. It's probably a Ralph Lauren. It's got the little, you know, guy on the polo horse playing polo. And probably in like a nice light gray, perhaps. Adam Beckman is a pair of joggers. I did consider doing a backwards baseball hat, but that felt a little bit like he actually wears that. I don't know. I was like, no, that's too much. So he's a pair of joggers. Jonas Brodin is a well-tailored suit. You know, the Swedes, they look good. And they don't just buy off the rack and like, no, his is tailored. Zach Bogosian is a pair of fishing waders. I feel like that one is pretty self-explanatory. Declan Chisholm, we don't know a ton about him yet. I did listen to The Wild on 7th. And I liked that he listens to folk music in the car, which is like different from any of the other players. And so I kind of got that maybe he was a little bit like laid back vibe. He's just like a plain t-shirt, like a V-neck, a plain white V-neck t-shirt, but like a nice one, like a nice one. Jule Eriksson Ek, I don't think he has ever worn this article of clothing before, but it popped in my head. And then I couldn't think of anything else. He is a turtleneck sweater, probably in like a navy blue, I feel. It is a sweater, not just like a plain, not just like a turtleneck. It's kind of a turtleneck sweater. Brock Faber is a letterman's jacket. Again, pretty self-explanatory. Marcus Foligno, I put as a floral tie. And that's a little bit vague. But I just, it felt fitting. It felt a little too on the nose to put a floral tie with Fleury. So I thought Foligno kind of shows his like fun side, you know? Marc-Andre Fleury is a pea coat with a scarf. Now, probably a darker, like a black pea coat, a darker colored scarf, just to kind of go with when he's like in a serious mode, you know? Freddie Gaudreau is a nice pair of leather loafers, perhaps like the ones that Matthew Tkachuk wears. Alex Goligoski is a pair of dad sneakers. So he's like the white sneakers that you buy at Costco and they have like a little green on the bottom because you use them when you mow the lawn. Philip Gustafson is a fisherman's sweater. So I'm talking like one of those chunky, like thick knit sweaters. And like down the front, it has like those little, like the hook. It's not a button. You know, it's got like three kind of hook things. That sounds like dangerous, not dangerous hooks, like this little button hooks. Ryan Hartman is a pair of jeans. Just a pair of jeans. I'm going to guess probably boot cut. Do men have other cuts? Do men wear like other than boot cut? I don't know. He's a pair of jeans. Murat Husseinov is a leather jacket. Like a classy leather jacket. Not like motorcycle. Kirill Kaprizov is a pair of expensive sneakers. Marcus Johansson. I was tempted to say the thing from the photo, if you know what I'm talking about with JoJo, but I really didn't want to try and explain what that was. The thing he wore for his bachelor party. So instead, I thought I could see him in a nice cardigan. Can't you see him in like a nice button-up cardigan with like the little patches on the sleeve or on the elbows? I thought he might wear something like that. Jake Lucchini, again, one of the players that I feel like we don't know a ton about yet, but I a nice pair of khakis, just maybe even just from the Gap. Vinny Lettieri. Okay, sorry, he actually wore this, but Vinny Lettieri is that three-piece suit that he wore that was purple checked. The vest, the jacket, the pants looked so good, especially with the black button-up shirt. That's going to be my picture of him for forever, because that was amazing. Jake Middleton is a Harley Davidson t-shirt. One that he bought when he went to Sturgis, obviously. Dakota Mermis is a pair of gym shorts. Like, not necessarily like I'm going to work out at the gym shorts, but just like it's a regular summer day. I'm going to go bring my kids to the park. I got to pull on some shorts. Gym shorts. John Merrill is a pride themed hat. Is that too on the nose? I'm also wearing a pride themed hat. I don't know. I just couldn't come up with anything else for him. So we'll see. Marco Rossi, a pair of wool socks, like really like nice wool socks, not boring. You know, they maybe have like a pattern, not a busy pattern, but just maybe enough to like make them look good. They're also very warm and comfortable, but you can wear them if you go hiking. You get what I'm going for? Mason Shaw is a pair of overalls, and that might be a little unfair to him because that is just fitting into the farmer stereotype. So like maybe I should have thought of something else. Also cowboy boots. You know what? I think he could be cowboy boots. But no, not cowboy boots. He's gonna be a pair of Red Wing work boots. That's what my dad and my brother both wear. So he's gonna be a pair of Red Wing work boots. And he uses them to work. They're not just, you know, not just for show. Jared Spurgeon is a set of matching pajamas. Perhaps they are pajamas that match the rest of his family. Like, but they're not like Christmas themed or anything. They're just like a nice, maybe like a nice plaid, like a nice red and green plaid. So it's Christmassy, but it's not candy canes, you know? We've got Matt Zuccarello, who is like an athletic hoodie, you know, not like like you would go to Lululemon, you know, and get like a lightweight athletic hoodie. And then I did throw in a bonus. I think John Hines is a Kiss the Chef apron. He just really got that vibe. He's got that like that dad vibe, but also that he would totally take charge of the grill at any barbecue. Like not even just at his house, like anybody's barbecue, he's going to don that apron and he's going to be like, "This is my territory now. You may leave." And that's maybe why he is a good coach. So that is the end of the unhinged content for today. There will obviously be more because there is always more unhinged content floating around in my head. If you have any other ideas for what you would like me to sort the players into, I would love to hear. I also don't really know. I was going to say, I don't really know about copyright laws, but I do know about fair use. So whatever it is, it should be fine. So I'm going to do one more quick thing. We already did our little ESPN commercial, and then I'm scrolling through that stuff, and here it is. If you are watching on YouTube, here is our QR code for Ticketmaster. Remember, you can help support my show and all the other shows on the Inside the Rink podcast network by buying Ticketmaster tickets through our link. So there's a QR code here on the screen. If you're just listening, we have a link in the show notes, and you can buy tickets for whatever you want to go and do. Does not matter. Does not have to be hockey. And the best part is that we are affiliates. You're not paying extra. You're simply letting us take a chunk of Ticketmaster's profits. So if you feel so inclined, thank you very much. Thank you for anything that you do to help support the show. Like I said, I do this because I love it, but you know, it's always nice to be able to pay the bills. And I will give one more just quick quip about the merch shop. There's always a link for the merch shop in the show notes. There are t-shirts and sweatshirts and coffee mugs and stickers and all sorts of things. And I will make more at some point. So now I'm going to go take a nap, because it's 2:00 and I have 2 hours till my kids get home. So I'm going to take a nap and I will see you all on social media later tonight. Bye-bye.